It's time to say a very good morning on this chilly Monday morning to Peter Allam and our legal eagle on duty today. Peter, very good morning and welcome.
Yes, morning. Morning to all the listeners out there. Like you said, very chilly. The temperature down to 11 when I came in this morning.
Brr.
Nice and cold, but the heating in the car makes it, I suppose, worthwhile and makes it too hot eventually anyway.
Yeah, indeed,
but,
indeed.
Our chat today is going to be online shopping, something that is so big and so, how can I say, exciting for some people. I mean, I know people that don't even go to the shops anymore. They do everything on 60/60, pick and pay, Spart for you, whatever it is, the whole lot, you know. So there is a difference between, let's go to the online shopping that happens with the supermarkets versus online shopping for goods, let's say clothing, shoes, in fact, anything. You can buy anything online. But right at the outset, let me just say, beware.
Yes.
Make sure that you know who you're dealing with. That is the most important thing. You know, consumers are not protected 100%. You take a risk as well. Mm-hmm. You're expected to take a risk. You know, right at the outset, let me mention as well that there are ways and means of checking what the position is. Who are you dealing with? What is happening? Mm-hmm. You know, my daughter Terry Allam told me, Dad, whatever you do when you buy online, go into a little app called scamadvisor.com.
Okay.
That's when you check the website for what the risk is. I repeat that one because it's quite important. You load it onto your phone. It's called scamadvisor.com, a website for risk. And if you go in there and you put the name of the place that's supplying, they'll tell you immediately whether the goods are fake, whether the company's fake, whether people have had problems with it. So that was wise advice from Terry for me. But other than that, let's go back on and say, what is the position? Because when you're buying online, you're obviously looking on your cell phone or your computer. You see a pair of shoes. You like them. You're not certain of size. You're not certain of the quality. And the amount that you pay, you've got to pay up front. Nothing is delivered online without payment up front. So the first thing you need to do is to make sure that the rules relating to that particular purchase allow for a return. Should they be too small? Should they not be what you have desired to receive? And that type of thing. So make sure that you have that, because there's no right to consumers being allowed to return goods. Once you buy, and that's the end of the story. You know, there's no general right of return. The Consumer Protection Act does not allow you to return goods unless there are valid reasons, which we will go through. You know, there are certain instances, I think there are three or four with the Consumer Protection Act that allows you to return goods. But in general, that is not the position.
Okay.
So right at the outset, make sure that you familiarize yourself with the product, the service for provider, and the vendor prior to the transfer of fund. It cannot be argued that there, you know, there are certain automatically implied risks in online shopping. You know, it's there for a level of ease. It's there to save you the trip to the mall. But you're also on risk.
Yes.
You're not free of risk. And as attorneys, there's nothing that we can guarantee you that we will get you a refund. You know, we need to have a look at who you buy from. I mean, I know we shouldn't mention names, but for example, Takealot is normally very, very safe. I've never heard of anybody with a problem with Takealot. Returns with Takealot are immediate and things like that. But then a lot of the other places, you pick up huge problems with them.
With returns.
So I repeat again, there's no general right of return. You cannot just return something. You know, the worst thing is that people buy online. So somebody sitting in the watching TV at night sees a lovely pair of shoes, 1,500 Rand, buys them online, wakes up the next morning and says, geez, I shouldn't have spent 1,500. I've overdone my budget.
Yeah.
Too late. You can't just change your mind and decide you're going to cancel for that reason. that's not a reason to return the goods. So basically, you do have an online cooling off period of 5 days in terms of Section 16, I think it is. 16 or 17, I think 16 is right, of the Consumer Protection Act, the cooling off period of 5 days after receiving the goods. You know, you have a right to return them. You have a right to cancel the entire contract and receive a full refund. Mm. But it's not without its little conditions. Unfortunately, you will have to pay for the costs of the delivery and return of the goods. And, you know, if you've not had the opportunity to examine the goods before they arrive, that would be one of the reasons that then allows you to do that.
Yes.
If the goods don't meet the quality or type that you ordered, and you're able to show that, the terms and conditions, the special terms, and what they've stated on the advert is not in line with it, then you can. They say you can refuse delivery, but it's a bit harsh to say you can refuse delivery when you haven't seen what the goods are.
What it is,
but
right.
But if you open the box and it's not what you expected, you can refuse delivery. You can receive a full refund, and you can, cancel without a penalty on condition that that's not the condition of the sale to you online. So make sure that you check that out properly. So, you know, the cooling off period is there, and then goods can be returned. It's not that they can't be returned. If they don't meet the purpose that you have purchased them for, if the consumer makes contact with the party or goes online with them and says, look, I'm having a birthday party and I'm looking for party hats which are X, Y, Z. Mm. And they come back and they say, yes, that's it. When they arrive, they don't meet that. If they're not suitable for the purpose that you've requested them, then as well, you've got 10 days after receiving them to return them. Once again, though, you will become responsible in most instances for the cost of the return of the goods.
Right.
You cannot return goods, though. You know, some people get goods, open them, wear the shoes for a day or two. Oh, they're hurting. They're not right. It doesn't allow for that return. Once you've used it, that's the end of it. The same, you must be very careful with buying stuff like underwear, personal stuff that you wear, because once you've used them for health reasons, they cannot be returned. Cannot buy some little Brooks online and wear them for a week and say, they don't quite fit me. My friends tell me I don't look good in them. That's not a case where you can return them at all.
Right.
So where you've used goods, if you purchase something as well and you partially dissemble them, alter them, or combined it with something else, there's no return. You know, the supplier's also got to be protected. The goods must arrive, though, of a good quality. They must be free of defects and in good working order. They must be durable and usable for a reasonable period of time. They don't say for how long.
How long. Yeah, and that's open to interpretation.
So normally within 6 months you can return those goods, get the goods replaced or get the goods repaired if something's gone wrong with the goods and they're not quite what it was. There is, though, no footstool clause automatically. Mm. A footstool clause is not sufficient enough to protect the supplier. They cannot say you're buying on risk. You accept what we got or you don't take it at all. That is a no-no. So you're protected there.
Okay.
My suggestion, though, is that when you go online and you purchase, make sure you know what the refund policies are, what the delivery policy is, what happens with payment, what happens if you want to return the goods. You know, all of that is important stuff to ascertain beforehand. Don't go in blindly and buy because instinct tells you that you like those boots and you want them. Make sure that you assess it correctly. That's all I can say.
Right.
You know, the problems that you encounter with it, they're always the same. Shoppers pay for products that are never delivered. That's where the supplier hasn't been properly checked out. So don't just buy. Like I said, you've got no excuse. I've told you today, scamadvisor.com.
Uh-huh.
Go on there and see how reliable they are. Have a look at the reviews and see what has happened. And then, you know, you also find that you're on a website, you order. when you go back to look for that website, it's disappeared. That already is immediately a little danger signal that something is not right. So be very careful with that. Very, very careful. Your basic rights are there, though. Like we mentioned, you are protected. I know there's Electronic Communications and Transactions Act, which protects you as well. And the Consumer Protection Act also protects you, as does the Bill of Rights. Mm. So, you know, the purpose there is that you got to make sure that what you've ordered is what you want, and if not, you return it immediately. If you unpack the goods and you repackage them, the supplier indeed has a right to deduct a reasonable amount for the use of the goods. Unless the goods are depleted by use, then you can't return them at all. And if they return without their packaging, they can take a discount off. So if you buy a brand name pair of shoes, for example, I keep on shoes today, and the box has got a brand name on it, don't throw the box away. Be careful. Mm. You know, you need to return it in the box. If you send them back and they're not in the box, they can charge you to repackage it and to put it back and restore it to the condition that it was so that it can be sold again. Mm. Don't forget as well, you can't expect the supplier just to take in all these goods that will be returned with nothing that they can do with them. They'd have a storeroom full of redundant stock if that was the case. So, you know, this, keep your slips as well. It's so important. You know, if it's come by courier or something like that, make sure you've got all the slips. Make sure you're able to say, ordered goods on the 10th of June, arrived on the 20th of June, so that five-day period is only from the date that you've received it and that type of thing. So, you know, when you don't receive something that you ordered, do it immediately. You know, so basically that's what the chat is about today. But if we go there for the top tips, I suppose, on online shopping, I can only say this: make sure that you make use of trusted and familiar retailers. Make sure that you know who they are. Two, make sure that you use that scamadvisor.com to check what it is, whether they're reliable or what the position is. Read the terms and conditions of the retailer. Make sure they comply with the Consumer Protection Act and other acts. Check out the delivery period. Very important. You know, people order online. It comes from America. It can take 6-7 months to get here. So make sure that you check if you're ordering from a foreign country or out of the country. Make sure that you ask the people how long will it take, so that, you know, they give you an expected time back in writing that you can hold them to. You know, I know of an instance once where somebody ordered baby clothes, and they only arrived a year later for 6 months baby clothes. So,
oh boy, they didn't fit.
You know, they were locked on ship. They were said it was in transit. Well, one never knows. There was nothing to say when it was sent off and that type of thing. So be careful with that. Yeah. Cooling off period, be careful. 5 days, 10 days. You need to make sure that you have that. And then, like I said, most importantly, I'm repeating myself, make sure that you keep all your slips, all your telephone conversations, all your WhatsApp messages, maybe the Facebook site where you found it, maybe the online shopping site where you found it. And then also, make sure when you pay, another important thing is so often us people advertise and it's a false bank account. So, you know, what you need to do there is make sure you've got personal touch with them, that the banking details that they give you are correct and not false. I mean, that's one of the biggest scams. You pay and you find that it's false goods, false banking account. When you look again, it's gone. So, you know, also what a lot of people don't realize as well is that when you purchase from overseas, some people buy overseas and, they don't realize that they're now going to pay in pounds or dollars or a foreign currency. A common one there is buying goods that are being brought into the country. There's customs duty on them.
Yes.
Certain goods, you know, leather goods and things like that attract a fee to bring it in. I know I've asking people that bought goods for like 150 Rand, but when it comes to paying, they then got a customs duty of 1,500 Rand. You've got to be careful of that.
Right.
Extremely dangerous. That. So make sure if there's any import duty on it, that you're aware of what it is. And then also make sure that when you buy goods, you know, a lot of people buy goods and put them in the corner, forget about them. Open them, see that they are what you ordered, what you want. Wear them if it's goods and that you're going to wear, clothing, shoes. Make sure that you're happy, satisfied. Online shopping is dangerous in the sense that you are buying the unknown.
Yeah.
You don't know. You're not in a supermarket where you can pick up a pair of trousers, have a look at it, feel the quality, you know, check the size out and all that. Yeah, you're buying blindly, you know, you're buying off a pretty picture.
Yeah.
You're hoping the size is, I mean, with clothing, for example, I mean, I've seen clothing where mediums are fitted 3XL people and things like that. You know, it depends on the factory that's making it.
Yeah.
Depends on what comes out of there. So the point again is be cautious. Don't just buy blindly. Make sure that you are satisfied that what you are buying is what you have ordered. That's basically it, Wayne, on online shopping.
On online shopping. And, you know, Peter, it raises lots and lots of questions, and maybe what I could do is just put together a couple of questions that you can maybe answer maybe in a future episode. But just something that comes to mind, and one that's been in the news a lot lately, is two new, I think they're Chinese based outfits, Shein and Temu, I think are the two. And SARS is keeping a beady eye on them at the moment because they've managed to come in with ridiculously low prices. But stories are going around now that they've managed to find loopholes, for instance, in imports, regulations, and things like that. But where you mentioned a lot of local companies like your supermarkets and your that can deliver in 60 minutes and things like that. Those are probably relatively safe. But would I be correct in saying that the ones that you really, really should be looking out for are the websites that maybe pop up as a advert on your Facebook feed, a .com website that looks like it's a man's computer and a warehouse full of stuff? You know, that's those are the ones that you should really, really be careful of. And where do our rights fall when we buy from an international company compared to your supermarket around the corner that would obviously fall fairly and squarely within South African law?
You know, your consumables, when you say that your pick and pay, ShopRite, Spar, not leaving anybody out. When you go online for that, you normally pick up a picture. So, you know, you've been to the supermarket, you know what it is. I mean, if you want Jacob's coffee, you're going to get Jacob's coffee.
Yeah.
They're going to give it to you either in a bottle, it's going to be gold, or it's going to be the plain one, or it's going to be in a packet. You know what you're ordering. But be careful, because that little thing that comes along with it, you say, if we're out of stock, what is your alternative? Don't fill that in.
Yes.
They automatically then give you Nescafe and you don't like Nescafe, just using it as an example.
Right.
So, you know, you got to be cautious with that. Make sure that what you're doing, if you don't want an alternative make, you need to stipulate that. I think a lot of people don't know that. I know I've been caught once or twice where I didn't put down an alternative and I got something delivered, which was fine. I mean, I have an instance where, and I mean, I'm not scared to say it, I ordered Jungle Oats or something, and I got an alternative oat. It turned out to be very nice and much cheaper, and I now continue to use that one. So just make sure that you read properly and tick properly what it says. So with consumables, the supermarkets, I think you're fairly safe. It's your local supermarket. You know where it comes from. If it's the wrong stuff or it's damaged or something like that, you know, you can get in your car and go there and sort it out. But like you said, Temu and places like that, be careful. I mean, I know for a fact, Colleen, my wife, ordered some quarter-the handbag once, a pure leather handbag that came in at 800 Rand that she paid for, which she'd been looking at in the shop for 3,000 or 4,000 Rand. The catch, though, was that when it came in, revenue phoned her and said, oh, there's some import duty.
Yes.
So she then had to go and pay the difference of $2,500, which took it back up to the $3,000.
Mm.
The bag is perfect, though. There was no problem with that. It, from wherever it came, it was, you know, just didn't include the import duties, which is what makes it expensive for the shop owners here that carry the stock. You know, they've obviously got to pay that. And, you know, you also get that saying, ah, it's much cheaper to buy online.
Mm.
You know, it's not always much cheaper. You also don't get the service. You know, if you're buying equipment as well, the guarantee in that is all affected. You know, if you buy a toaster, for example, from one of the supermarkets, you'll get your 1 year or 2 year guarantee. They stamp the lid of the box. You need to make sure you keep that as proof. If it packs up, they don't argue, they replace, which is fantastic. I've often had that, and I must say they're wonderful in that regard. It's not what did you do, how have you done it,
yeah,
they open
no
it,
questions.
See that it hasn't been bashed about and neglected, and they'll test it, and if not, they give you a new one immediately. It's not a case of, like some of the bigger stores, you know, take the equipment in, we'll send it to our department to check it, and then we'll come back to you, and you don't hear for months and months. But, the difference is there. But like I said in the beginning, just make sure that you're buying from a reputable place and that you know what their terms and conditions are. That's the most important thing.
That's the important. Well, I think we'll leave it there. I'll scavenge some questions up because I've got lots and lots of questions. I have had a little bit of experience on, you know, buying things online, various types of equipment from knickknacks to hobby stuff to even broadcasting equipment, and generally it's been good. You know, the experiences have been good, both local and international suppliers. But yeah, I'll send you a couple of questions just to make people think. You know, what if this happens? What do we do if that happens? What happens if revenue knocks on your door?
Maybe listeners listening can send some queries and questions and all the rest into you. And when we start next week, Monday, just before we chat, we can go on to this for 5 minutes and answer those
and
questions.
That
will be great.
Answer some
very
questions.
Nice.
No, definitely.
Yeah.
But Peter, thank you very, very much for the chat. And if somebody wants to reach you, how do they get hold of Alam's attorneys?
Okay, they can get us at 6 Sansom Road in Vincent, little side street where Pep Stores is, number 6. Telephone 043-721-0118, 043-721-0118. The easiest, of course, is just to go onto Facebook, add Alam's, like Alam's, and you've got all our details, all the chats, everything.
Great. Peter, thank you very, very much. Have a great week, and we'll chat again next week, Monday.
Super.
Thanks then. Cheerio then. That's Peter Alam with today's Legal Eagle Chats. And don't forget, this chat will be on our website later on as well. If you missed any details or you maybe want to re-listen, you'll be able to download it from wildcoastradio.co.za.